The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be in my mind, in my lips, and in my heart. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have a lot of scripture about hospitality today. So let's talk about hospitality. In the first reading, extravagant is an inadequate word to describe Abraham's hospitality. He says, "Let me get a little food for you." And then he tells Sarah to get 3 measures of flour. That's 60 pounds of flour. And he gets just 1 steer, but that's about 500 pounds of meat for 3 guys. Can you imagine what it would look like to see Abraham coming out of Costco preparing for a party? Then in our gospel story, Luke tells us Martha welcomed Jesus as he entered her village. Now there are a lot of ways to interpret this scene, so here's a little multiple choice for you. Choice 1. When Martha complains about having to do all the work, Jesus tells her, "Mary has chosen the better part." So preachers sometimes suggest that works of service aren't all that important compared to contemplating what Jesus teaches. Choice 2. Notice, Martha's in the kitchen and Mary is sitting quietly on the floor. Some unwise preachers take the position that these are the models of what women should do in the church. I don't take that position. I only mention it because Anna, my wife, said I wouldn't be dumb enough to mention it. After all these years, you'd think she'd stop underestimating how dumb I can be. But I did win a $5 bet. Choice 3. Wiser preachers will often look at the larger picture and note that each one of the sisters is performing a role that is essential for true hospitality. First, providing for the physical needs of a guest, and then engaging with every guest as an individual. The lesson there is about balance, attending to both aspects of true hospitality. And it's valid. It's good interpersonal psychology, for sure. But it's not quite to the level of radical gospel living to which I think Jesus invites us. It's clear from the context that Jesus, like Abraham's 3 strangers, has been invited to a meal. That's okay, right? Well, actually, no, it's not okay. First, it's a tremendous scandal for Martha to extend such an invitation in the decency standards of the time. And second, she couldn't invite just Jesus. And Luke gives us hints. She was, he says, burdened with much serving. Now, if it were only Martha, Mary, and Jesus, how much serving can there be? But at this point in his ministry, Jesus has a sizable posse. You cannot invite just Jesus. She's invited a crowd to dinner. There really is a lot to be done in the kitchen. Even Jesus acknowledges it, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about a lot." But then he adds, "There is need of only one thing." What do you think that one thing is? I don't think Jesus is criticizing Martha's desire to serve. I do think he is reminding her to also be open to the gifts that she will receive from the mere presence of the guest. It's an echo of Abraham's story. His generous hospitality was rewarded with a prophecy about the birth of Isaac, the birth of the Israelite people, if you will. In the gospel, the gift is Jesus himself. God rewards true hospitality with tremendous generosity. Luke is a genius in presenting real people, people who have real aspects of the personalities that every one of us carries with us. And then Luke's Jesus challenges us to move beyond merely good manners or insightful psychology and move into gospel-driven action. Remember last week when we saw the priest and the Levite avoid the wounded man and the lawyer try to justify leaving him alone? Today we see Martha's irritation at being overlooked and her rudeness, really, in asking Jesus to get in the middle of a family squabble. But in contrast, Jesus last week showed us the Samaritan. Jesus praised that man for being willing to take risks in his generosity. Remember, the Samaritan put the wounded man on his own animal. He gave up his own ability to run from attackers. And then he gave the innkeeper a blank check for the care of the injured man. That's gospel-level good service. And today we see Mary's ability to receive Jesus as he should be received, as a prophet of God. Her instinct is to accept, to absorb, and to honor the gift. And that allows the completion of the divine pattern of hospitality. Mary puts her ego aside and accepts the great gift, Jesus himself. We all have an opportunity to accept that same gift in just a few minutes, taking the living Christ into ourselves at his table. So let's do that with the intensity of Mary's listening, and then go be generous to the wounded ones.